produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
As a reminder to everyone out there that may be tuning in, God is still in charge. All right, guys? He is the creator. Hold on, let me put this down. He is the creator of time and space. Through Christ, his physical existence has manifested. Without Christ, nothing that you see in the physical may have not been possible. So therefore, I come to the conclusion that God is still in charge of the visible, the invisible. The gigantic, the microscopic, whatever category this reality and the unseen reality falls into, God is still in charge. Amen. Yeah, I say amen in that. God is God, and he will always be God. He's the first and the last. He is the beginning, he is the end, the Alpha, the Omega. Nothing has changed, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing has changed. Amen. So, how was everybody's holiday? Everybody doing well out there? You guys are quiet today. It's okay. Lord, I know you're out there. I give you glory. Lord, there's people watching here today that are losing hope. They feel like the world is crashing down. Their anxieties are at a level they have never experienced. God, I ask you for a holy, a divine visitation where they're at right now, Lord. Whether they're on a cell phone, on a tablet, on a computer. Lord, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would enter that room. That you would flood that room. That you would open up the gates. That you would open up the floodgates, Lord, and allow your glory, your love, your mercy to flood that room right now. Yes, I'm praying for you right now. I bind that anxiety right now. I bind that hopelessness right now in the name of Jesus. Freedom. We silence the voices right now in the name of Jesus. We speak freedom. We speak peace into your mind right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The name that has been lifted up above all other names. He is your healer. He will heal you. He has promised to make you whole. We declare that over your life. We ask God to fulfill that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for an embrace. Right now, God. Come on. Come on, don't be shy. Just close your eyes right there where you're at. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to breathe. Let the wind of God from the north, the south, the east, and the west to blow over your situation, over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Let the Holy Spirit minister into your spirit. Come on, receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Clarity for your mind. We ask it right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Did you need that? We ask God to calm the storm that you're dealing with. Come on, let me intercede with you. Let me intercede for you. Father, right now, that you would dispatch angels of warfare to hold back the tempest. We ask it right now in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, you would soothe the storm with your voice. With one call, the disciples said, "Who is this that the winds would obey?" Oh, come on. That the rains and the nature would obey with one word. It is he who has created you that desires for you to have peace and to be made whole. Come on. Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Come on. Are you there? Say, "Lord, wrap me in your arms." Come on, say it. Wrap me, Lord, in your arms. Say, "Take me to that place, Lord. Take me to that secret place, Lord, where I can be with you. where you can be with me, where you can wrap me in your wings. Come on, say it. He's waiting for you to invite him. Come on. Wrap me. Tell him, wrap me in your arms, Lord. Embrace me. He looked at Jerusalem and said, oh, Jerusalem, how I would like to gather you like a hen would gather her chicks. God wants to gather you. God wants to embrace you here today. He wants to gather you unto himself, to embrace you, to hover over, to cover you in the midst of the storm that you believe that you're experiencing. Come on, is that you? That's you, I know. God knows. Just love on him tonight. We worship you, God. We worship you, Adonai. We worship you, Adonai. Kadosh. 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 We worship you, Adonai. Worthy is the God of all. Worthy is the Lord of hosts. Worthy is the Lord of hosts. Just take a moment. And it's so simple. So simple. Too long, but just a minute or two more. We worship you, Jesus. Is he worthy? Yes, he is. As he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that his skin on his face shone because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin on his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterward, all the people of Israel came near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what it was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining, and Moses would put the veil over his face until he went in to speak with him. The longer he spent time with God, the greater and greater the glory shined on him. And would in essence flow off of him that others may see. And it makes sense because even today, when you spend time with God, people know. You don't have to say a word. Because there's this atmosphere that surrounds you and goes with you wherever you go. And God and Moses model a relationship, a friendship, that was not just for them two. I believe God is calling us today to be friends. To engage in conversation. To begin to know God more intimately. It's like there's a switch in me when I feel like I need more of God. It's just like there's a yearning that triggers inside of you, deep within your spirit, that begins to call out, that begins to cry out for God. That begins to cry out for an encounter, to begin to call out for an experience, just for God to just show up. The power of prayer in the midst of the presence of God is transcendent. You humble yourself and seek to look for God. When God shows up and you begin to interact, that is the most powerful thing that I've ever experienced as a believer. And I believe that it's the most the pinnacle relationship of a child of God to just close their eyes no matter where they are, and instantly they're transferred into the presence of God. That is available to you. God is calling you to come up. There is a place by his side that he is calling you to. By his side where the information that you seek after can be found. The revelation of the journey that is at hand for your life can be found there. the revelation of why the suffering, the revelation of why the trial, the revelation of why the storm is found there. In the beginning of the book of Revelation, a voice cries out to John and says, come up. Come up. That's the call right now. That's God is making right now to your life. Come. Call on me and I will respond. You've been trying and running, looking and seeking here and there, but have yet to find that information, the instruction, the direction that you've been looking for. That's what I'm hearing. Come. Call on me, and I will respond. And he will reveal to you the things that you need to know for the journey that lies ahead. Amen. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. And may his peace continually follow you. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to The Secret Place. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support our broadcast, please share it with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from Josh and The Secret Place, you can follow him on Facebook and on Instagram at Brogan Scribe. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.